Macmillan Audio presents Bloodland by Alan Glynn. Read for you by Peter Burkrot.
Part 1. The way his heart is beating is unreal. The rate, the intensity. It's like a jackhammer drilling into rock. He puts a hand up to his chest and waits, gauges. This has to be close to some upper limit of what his or anyone else's heart is capable of enduring. Because it's only an organ after all. A pump, a piece of meat, dark, red, wet, and incessant naturally. But not imperishable, not indestructible. You can push it, but only so far. Weird thing is, however, he's not actually doing anything right now. He's not on a treadmill or on top of some girl. He's not running from anyone or engaged in direct combat. What he's doing is sitting in the passenger seat of an SUV next to the most chilled-out motherfucker he's ever met in his entire life. They're both former servicemen, he and this other guy, and are virtual clones to look at. The buzz cuts, the pumped-up muscles, the armored vests, the mirrored shades. But Ray Kroner is prepared to lay even money that whereas he is ramped up to the max, his dial straining at 11...